Well, as you've probably heard, a nor'easter is coming this evening and bringing lots of high winds and rain to Massachusetts. So let's get an update on the storm from WBUR meteorologist David Epstein, and he joins us now via Skype. Hi there, David.
Good afternoon, Meghna.
So I've been seeing some stuff falling out of the sky. What's your forecast right now?
Well, right now we're looking at the heaviest stuff moving in after the evening commute. So although there has been indeed some light precipitation, snow, sleet, spotty, the real line of the heavy precipitation runs right now through about Bridgeport and the center part of Rhode Island, and that's going to take another 3 to 4 hours to get into the Boston area.
Okay, and so by the time it makes it up here, even great news to hear that it'll probably be after the evening commute. What's it going to look like? Is it going to be snow, sleet, rain?
Yes, it will be. and that is the tricky part of this forecast, is that it is going to be snow, sleet, rain, and exactly the exact temperature profile of the atmosphere from where one is standing going up to where the stuff is falling out of the clouds will be critical as to what people get. So we do know that from Boston south and east, it's going to be rain, maybe mixed with a few sleet pellets. As you get out to the 128 belt, rain and sleet mix. But then as you get west of 495, say on a line from about Worcester on to say Manchester and back through Sanford, Maine, that's where there's going to be a lot of sleet mixed in with this system. And there could be a coating up to 3 or 4 inches, maybe 5 in the highest elevations of a snow-sleet mixture. And sleet's very dense, very heavy. If you do see it sleeting hour after hour, it takes a while to move it around. You're going to want to do it little by little.
Yeah, and when do you think this nor'easter is likely to come to an end?
So during the day tomorrow, we are still expecting rain, especially heavy in the morning. Even if folks get sleet tonight, I think that it will be changing to rain tomorrow morning. And then during the day, we'll still have periods of rain. It ends tomorrow night. As we get for Wednesday, we'll look for clearing skies. Believe it or not, 45 to 50 Wednesday afternoon. And really, that's been the story this winter. We get these storms that have some wintry precipitation, but we quickly warm up after they leave.
Yeah. And David, one last quick question. Is the total amount of precipitation we're likely to get going to have any kind of impact on the drought that Massachusetts has been having?
Yeah, that's a great question. Absolutely. So the answer is yes, it will, because we're going to see anywhere from 1 to 2 inches, maybe a little more, but generally 1 to 2 inches of precipitation, even when the sleet melts, that would it melt down to. And that will have an effect. It's not going to erase it, though. We're still behind, and this will only bring us up towards about what you'd expect in terms of precipitation for January. We still need months with 5 or 6 inches of rain or equivalent liquid to really get out of this drought. We just haven't seen that yet.
Well, that's WBUR meteorologist David Epstein giving us an update on the nor'easter that's coming through. I think the good news, David, is that it's likely to come in after the evening commute. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.